Welcome to another episode of Chat with Dan. This is your host, Dan. Now, before we start, let me just tell you that we are starting a new season right now, so get ready, because we have a lot of amazing people coming to the show. In the meantime, enjoy this episode, keep having an amazing rest of the day or evening, of course, depending where you are, but also, if it is your birthday, let me just wish you an amazing, incredible happy birthday, and again, thank you so much for listening to it, and I'll see you in the next one.
Fantastic. So, Ben, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good as well. Thank you. Thank you much for asking. How's your day going?
It's going pretty good. Had some acting classes and then meeting with my management. So, just a busy day.
That's cool, man. That's cool. Well, what can I say? Welcome to the show. It is so cool and nice to have you here, man. You know, I mean, what better way, you know, to spend a cool day with someone as bad as you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. I love it. So, starting with the whole interview now, tell me how your acting career started.
Quite probably different than most. I had a troubled youth. I was in gangs in my youth. I had went to prison. I had a rough upbringing. And later on in my life, I decided to go to college to become a social service mental health professional, and I took an acting class on a whim, and after taking that class, it like transformed my whole life.
Wow, that's totally different. But that is amazing. And what were some of the challenges that you had when you originally started acting? I mean, I think we all have them, right? Whenever we start something new, right, we just tend to mess it up, you know, or to have this constant learning experiences here and there. So for you, what were some of those learning experiences?
When I started, I didn't have a roadmap. I didn't really know at all what to do. So, I had trouble navigating. I didn't know where to go, how to find an agent. It was just kind of a mess, and I just jumped into whatever I could jump into. But in the end, it was beneficial, and I found my way, but it was just, it was a lot scarier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I bet. And what can you tell me from those first acting experiences, but also what you were able to learn from them?
The first acting experiences were like I would do anything. Like if there was an extra role, I would hop on it. If I could be on any set, I would go to it. And honestly, I learned a lot. I know my first time, I came from theater in college, and I look back on some of those extra performances, and I was doing like the mean guy face, so I was very theaterish. So it was a learning experience. I learned how to work the camera, how to use the camera, how to use emotions with your eyes instead of like your face like you do on stage. And it was just, you know, it was fun. It's a little embarrassing, but it all turned out great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is like the cool part here, that at the end it turned out something really cool. So that's cool. And starting with your acting performances on film, so you were in Give Me Shelter, Armed Bettis, Kimmy. I mean, the list goes on and on, which is amazing. But tell me, like, how you usually prepare before, you know, jump into set and start performing? Do you have like a, I don't know, like so-called ritual, you know, or like something you always do in order to kind of to be like, okay, I'm ready to go?
Well, it starts when I get the script. I read it over and over and over again, so I can find those little things about your character that you wouldn't know just by reading it. Then I create a backstory. I use the Chubbuck technique, so I do a lot of substitution for people in my real life, past experiences, things that I've went through. I put that into the script so I can bring real emotion to my characters. And then on set, I try to, and at home, I kind of be the character. I get alone for a little while and just be by myself. And I walk, I talk, I live like my character. And then I go to set and I shut my eyes before I perform. And I put myself in a scene before the scene that I'm portraying, and I run that through my head, and then I go into the character. So it's a crazy technique, but it gets me to where I need to be.
Yeah, and what are some of the things that you enjoy the most when you're in the process of character creation?
I enjoy the process, honestly, the whole process. Creating that character's backstory, creating that character's past life, their experiences, the what they've gone through, what makes them tick. That is the stuff that I eat up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a whole other process, right? That for some people might think, you know, that it's just learn your lines and you're good to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely. What I thought it was when I started.
Yeah, totally. And I think at the end also, I mean, like, one of the cool things that I love about acting, I mean, I'm not an actor at all, but like one of the things that I love the most about what you do is the fact that you want to make, that you do your, yeah, like your 100% to make the character as relatable as possible, you know? And at the same time, it is very interesting, like when we, the audience, watch it, how everybody can have like a different perspective of the character you created, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. It's just, that's why when I show up to a project, I give my all. I don't take it lightly, because you're portraying a real life person and you want that to show on screen. So you gotta do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And what are some of the things that you think is that, basically, what do you think is important for storytelling?
Storytelling. I think storytelling opens up doors to places a lot of people don't get to experience or see. Like Give Me Shelter, yeah. It's based on my past life experiences and the homelessness crisis. I think there's so many stories out there that are not being told that need to be brought to the forefront. I'm a Puerto Rican American, and I come from a hood where a lot of bad things happen, and a lot of people don't get to see that every day. So I think it's very important that we show others that life is not always nice, and sometimes it's great, but I think these stories should be shared so we can humanize people that go through, you know, bad things in life.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I also think that when you were in this process, like playing this character, at some point it might be therapeutic, right?
Yes, honestly, that's a big thing, like, for me, like, my past experiences and the traumas I went through, just being another character and performing, it opens up so many emotions, and it changes my life, it heals me inside, the arts and theater is just an amazing thing for any individual.
Totally. And what do you like the most about acting? But also, what advice could you give to those who, you know, started acting, basically?
What I like about acting is, like I said, it was life-changing for me. I always say the arts saved me. Yeah. They gave me my passion. They gave me my drive. They transformed my family. They gave us opportunities that I never thought were possible. And your second question again was?
What advice can you give to upcoming actors?
Don't give up. Just keep on pushing. There's, I don't know, so many times where something didn't happen or something big was about to happen that just didn't happen. And it could have been easy for me to give up, but I kept pushing and I kept navigating. And now, you know, I'm starring in movies this year with A-listers, and I'm going to fly around the world to create a doc. And I'm doing things I never thought were possible in my life. You know, I come from the hood. I was a gang member. I changed my life. And now I'm in the room with people I never thought I'd be in a room with. And I'm changing lives as I'm doing it and showing people that there's a way for anybody if you follow your dreams.
Yeah. I mean, and that is super inspirational. And the fact that, I mean, as you mentioned, that you come, for a tough background, and you manage to don't give up, to pursuing, you know, to pursue something, and regardless of how difficult you had it here and there, the fact that you are making it happen, you know, that is super inspirational. And I think that is also, as you mentioned, I mean, it is proof that dreams can come true, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. And now, if you had to describe a movie in which all of the characters you have played at the moment will gather for a party, tell me what would be the name of the film?
Oh man, it'd probably be it would be the action dramedy because I do a lot of action roles and I do a lot of crying in a lot of my parts. And, you know, there's a lot of comedy. So it'd be an action dramedy. And that's like my career in a box right now. But yeah, that's it.
Okay, I like it. Now, what about describing your full career at the moment? But this time on a movie, TV show, book, play, even a musical, why not? What would be the title of it?
Of your career? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I don't know if you've seen that movie yet. It's amazing. I tell everybody to go see it, but that's how I feel right now. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once is like, that's what's going on in my life. I have 5 kids. I'm a talent scout. I'm an actor. I'm producing. So there's so many moving parts, but it's a blessing because quite not that long ago, I didn't have any of this opportunity. So, yeah.
I love it. Okay. What about describing your career, but this time on a drink or even a meal? Which one would you pick?
Oh, okay. It'd be a martini shaken, not stirred, because, you know, you shake it with intent. If you stir it, it's just all over the place. So I'm shaking this career with intent. I'm pointing where I want to go, and I'm going to that spot. So... yeah.
Okay. Okay. I love it, man. And like, what motivates you? You know, we all have those days that we want to quit. You know, that we either compare ourselves or we think that maybe it's not cutting the way I thought. I mean, getting inside into all of these thoughts, it's way too easy, right? But what basically put your feet back on the ground so you can continue pursuing the thing that you love the most?
Well, a couple of things. My kids, you know, they changed my life. They're the reasons that I got out of the past life. So they motivate me to get up and keep pushing. It's only right to push for them. My partner, she supports me, and I couldn't do it without her. My family, and then my community, my neighborhood. A lot of my friends didn't get out or can't get out. And I'm doing this to show everybody that we can do anything. It doesn't matter where we come from or what we were taught. We can overcome any obstacle. Just go for it. Who cares what other people say? You can literally do what you want as long as you stay positive and keep moving towards the goal.
There you go. And my last question here is, what can we expect from you in the future?
Actually, quite a lot. I've booked 2 studio films that I'll be shooting this year. We just got a doc greenlit from a big one of the big juggernauts. I can't say who yet, so I'll be flying around the world to be filming this doc on an amazing true story. I have a ton of feature indie films I'll be acting in, and a lot of shorts that I'll be doing as well that'll be on the award circuit. So I have my plate is full. I have like projects this year coming up, so it's been amazing.
I love it, man. I mean, as I was saying here, your career is so badass. You know, the fact that you have accomplished so many things, and the fact that you have gone through so many things as well, but you managed to always keep up on your game here and making it happen. I mean, that is super inspirational, man. And I'm super sure that eventually we're gonna hear more and more and more from you. I mean, basically from continent to continent, because it is super cool what you do. And as simple as some people might say that doing the thing that you love the most is, I mean, we all know friends or even family members that they took them probably like the whole, like a whole decade or even their whole life to finally at the end discovering the thing that they love the most. And the fact that you're doing it, you're making it happen, you are doing like a lot of things here and there. I mean, that is really cool, man. And I mean, what can I say? I mean, I just can't wait to see more of your badass career, basically everywhere.
Thank you. No, I appreciate I appreciate talking to you. It's just, I want people to know that dreams and goals are important and that you must follow them. And it's never too late to find what you love and go after it. It doesn't matter where you're at in life or how old you are. Go for it. Follow your dreams and make sure you go out and get it, because it's there and it's there for the taking. So.
Absolutely. And again, man, thank you so much for your time here. It's really cool. Also, thanks so much for those who are watching it right now or watching it later, either here on Instagram or watching it on YouTube or listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. make sure that you're following Raymond and all social media. Normally, what I would say is for you to put pause, then go follow this guy. Let's make him viral, hashtag Team Raymond, because he's super cool. And before I send you off, I need to send you properly with an epic send-off. If you have seen some of my episodes before, you know exactly what is about to happen. If not, then I can surprise you. Then I can surprise you, so that's even better. So let me show you. We're gonna have live audience. I mean, you know how it goes. I mean, still a small operation going here and there, but hey, in the meantime, keep killing it, keep being awesome, man. I'll see you in the next one, okay?
Thanks, man. You have a great day. Thank you, everybody.
You too. Bye.
Bye.